step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm your host, Kathy Sippel, coordinator for Valpo Next. Valpo Next exists to convene, communicate, and celebrate the work citizens, organizations, businesses, and city leaders are doing to help us live our shared values and dreams for our community. With me today, I have a very special guest, Elizabeth Lynn, and she was the co-chair when Valpo Next was just getting started, and she also is the founding director at the Center for Civic Reflection at Valpo University, as well as the director at the Institute for Leadership and Service. So welcome, Elizabeth. Thank you for making time to speak with us today.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm thrilled to be talking to you on live radio.
Well, we're glad to have it. You and I met a few weeks back, and I just had the inspiration to invite you to do a podcast because you have such great knowledge about what was going on at the beginning of Valpo Next, how it got off the ground, some other initiatives that happened along the way, and, you know, also, I know you've shared this publicly, that you're going to be leaving the area this summer. And so I know you won't be away, but thought that this would be a great legacy for you to be able to just kind of reflect on what you've been able to share through Valpo Next and share, you know, your wisdom and some perhaps parting thoughts.
Well, thank you so much, Kathy. You know, when I moved to Valparaiso and 1996, there was a national conversation going on about the decline in civic engagement and people getting involved in their communities, giving, serving, organizing, joining associations, helping neighbors, building mutual trust. It was a conversation that had been spurred by particularly the research of a political scientist at Harvard, Robert Putnam, who'd written about how Americans were now bowling alone. Well, I moved to Valpo, and I looked around, and I saw people still very engaged. I thought, this is a community that has a unique spirit of civic engagement. There seemed to be so many organizations and groups meeting, and from the beginning, that captured my heart and my imagination, that I was in a community that was still doing civic engagement in a really healthy way in a larger society that seemed to be grappling with its decline. So I've cherished that, and I'm delighted as I'm planning to move for personal reasons on to Atlanta, Georgia, to have a chance to reflect on Valpo Next as a really important civic engagement initiative and now organization.
Well, we are very happy for you, for your reasons for leaving, which you said is love, which is the best reason of all, but you will be sorely missed. You will certainly be missed, and your legacy will live on. So,
Let's
hear some of your reflections and also some of the history of getting started.
Yeah, I'd be glad to dive into that a little bit. The genesis of Valpo Next was really in the mayor's office. Mayor John Costas had, when he first came into office, and I can't tell you the exact year he became mayor, but he's now wrapping up his fourth term, I believe. So this was about two terms in. He had a strategic plan that he developed for the city that was complete, and he really felt now like, wouldn't it be neat if the community put forward the next strategic plan? If instead of it being generated by his own administration, it really rose from the community itself. I, at that point, was already involved in some city planning work. I served on the Board of Zoning Appeals and had been involved in a comprehensive planning effort, but was invited as part of a group to select an outside organization to help the city work through a community-driven vision plan for the future. Really looking ahead 20, 30 years, what should Valpo aspire to be? And ultimately, the city contracted with not a little organization. It has a short name, Planning Next. They come out of Columbus, Ohio. And they started working with us. How could we engage the community in a broad visioning effort for the future of Valparaiso? The process was called Valpo Next. It got started in late 2013 and really ran through 2014. There were a series of big idea workshops. There was an online discussion forum. Then there were small group meetings and then a community summit in, I believe, May of 2014. And then the sort of refinement of the vision that was emerging from all these community conversations into a vision plan, which was vetted through a roadshow in various settings around the city, and then brought to our city council in December of 2014, where it was unanimously adopted as a long-term community vision for Valpo. In that process, we involved nearly 1,000 people in conversation about the future of the city. With the help of Planning Next, we really worked to get as broad a demographic reach as we could. We really paid attention to who was coming to meetings when we thought about how to reach out to folks who weren't showing up at the meetings, organized, I think, very innovative small group focus sessions in a variety of places, from the high school to the employees at a pizza parlor to meetings in churches and schools. It was really exciting to see so many people come out, even on very cold days, because it was a particularly cold winter. And out of that 1,000-person, nearly, input process, we got over 2,000 pieces of input that helped form a vision. And that's the vision plan, which really recommends 9 initiatives and a total of 43 actions for a long-term future for Valpo.
Great, and that was very exciting. I can't recall if I shared this with you, but I was at one of the big idea input sessions as well as the summit, and it was just really a great process to be involved in as a citizen. So fine work there.
Thank you.
And so, as you said, it was adopted in December of 2014, and then a lot of people kind of have asked, well, what happened between then and last year when our 501c3 formed and, you know, the executive board was formed? Can you help folks fill in the blanks with that?
Yes.
That section?
Yeah, absolutely. 2015 was devoted to an implementation task force. This is kind of the final guidance that Planning Next gave us. And at the mayor's request, Matt Evans and I, we'd been the co-chairs of the Citizen Steering Committee for the Valpo Next community planning process. We were then asked to co-chair this task force to think about, well, how would you implement the plan over time? And it was a group of about 15 citizens got together over almost that entire year. And we recommended the formation of a nonprofit organization, a 501c3, as they are called in tax lingo, that would be closely tied to the city, and that the city would help to fund, at least in its initial stages, but that would bring together in community boards active citizens and interested citizens who wanted to work on some of the particular agenda items or are already at work on them. So we recommended a very modest structured organization with no full-time staff, but really opportunities through the work of a part-time coordinator, which you are now so ably filling, to create these community boards that would bring together folks interested in the particular areas of work. So, for instance, nurturing our youth, or cultivating a sense of place, or encouraging and advocating for equity and inclusion, or strengthening economic vitality, or sparking arts, culture, and recreation. I think those were the five community board themes. And we made that recommendation to the city in the fall of 2015 that gets started. At that time, the mayor had really begun to think about some of the issues related to equity and inclusion. In particular, a number of the recommendations in the plan really focus on being a welcoming community, encouraging celebration of diversity, and also conditions that allow a range of people of different backgrounds, socioeconomic levels, experiences, and values to live together in community. And the mayor decided as a next step to create a task force. This was Altogether Valpo. That was the name of it. I liked to call it ATV because it had three wheels, right? So it was a three-wheeler, which I nicknamed ATV for my own simplification, but the formal name was Altogether Valpo. And it was three different subcommittees working on different issues related to diversity and inclusion. One was the question of hiring. How is the city doing in hiring a more diverse workforce as our population diversifies and we want to make sure that the people who are working in our schools and, in public works and in our administration and on our boards and commissions reflect the growing diversity of the city? So the mayor appointed a subcommittee on hiring, another subcommittee on affordable housing, which again is a particular foundation for inclusion. If we don't have housing that is affordable for people with a variety of economic abilities, we're likely to become a much less diverse community over time. The sort of idea of increasing economic segregation in our society is looming large. So the mayor appointed a group on affordable housing, and then third, one on how we become more welcoming and inclusive in general. Out of that, so that committee met pretty much through 2015, and that was a focus of a lot of the energy for Valpo Next. The mayor saw this as a direct next step on Valpo Next and drew in a lot of folks to work on those three areas. That task force put together a report, presented it to the city council and the mayor. It's an important document. It needs to stand alongside the vision plan, really, because it is directly related to Valpo Next. And there were recommendations for how to fulfill our collective vision of being a welcoming and inclusive community related to housing, hiring, and more broadly, inclusion. Now, one of the central recommendations was to hire somebody on the city administration to work on inclusion and community engagement. And that actually happened as a next step. It took a little bit of conversation to figure out what the position would look like, but the city has now hired Maggie Clifton, I believe is her name, as a director of community engagement. So that's a major accomplishment that you can really trace back to the community conversation started in Valpo Next and the collective aspiration of our community to be a more connected, inclusive, engaged place.
Great. Well, that was a really wonderful summary, and I had the pleasure of meeting Maggie just a week or two ago. So that is really, really lovely to see her getting on board. She just, I believe, started at the beginning of March, so she is getting her bearings, and I think she brings tremendous energy to that role. Really excited to see how she interprets it, and it continues to grow.
That's wonderful. I think just to continue the saga, wheels turn slowly in community necessarily in many ways, because you want to bring a lot of people in and help create buy-in and get collective input. So it's taken a while for the organization ValpaNext to get off the ground, partly because there was this chapter with Altogether Valpo, and there was also the city's entry into a national competition, America's Best Communities, where they put forward one of the ValpaNext visions of a creative arts district, particularly around Indiana Avenue downtown. So you could already see, before the ValpaNext became an organization, ideas out of the plan were getting a lot of leadership from city administration and a lot of attention and resources. But then we did the implementation task force recommendations were picked up by the city, and a board was put together, I believe, at the end of 2016, and has now appointed you as the coordinator for ValpaNext, and the community boards are in place, and they're meeting, and the organization itself is now up and running, which is so exciting to see.
It really is. Yes, we've been holding community board meetings for, I think, about eight months now, I want to say. And next month, we're really excited to be holding another summit. You used that word before, and I know I enjoyed that very much. It was very exciting to see everybody in one room. And what we've noticed with the community boards is sometimes there is some cross-pollination. One initiative kind of can spill over. Affordable housing, for instance, is one that comes to mind. Economic Vitality is tasked with, you know, developing housing in the downtown area. Equity and Inclusion looks at, you know, aspects of affordable housing. So sometimes there's an opportunity for those to, you know, overlap. Sometimes pursuits will, you know, diverge, and that's okay too. But we wanted to give citizens an opportunity to get together all in one room to kind of meet one another, learn what each of the members of various community boards have been working on, and I call it, you know, cross-pollinate a little bit and hopefully reinvigorate the initiative to new people. Because you and I, when we spoke, you know, talked about how important that was to continue that spirit of engaging new people into this process. It's not just for people that were involved in 2013, 2014, or you know, or any particular year. It should always be a way to engage new ideas and new people to
the
community.
Yeah, when I think about the future of ValpaNext, I think that this engagement of providing a kind of platform to connect new people coming into the community with folks who are already doing interesting civic engagement here is crucial. Excuse me. I really think that there's sort of a macro and a micro level to the work of ValpaNext going forward. At the macro level, there are these large initiatives articulated in the community's vision for itself. So, for instance, to have more green space, to have activities that engage older adults, to have more connection between Valparaiso University and the community, like better communication about events going on. There are so many large-scale actions that could be taken that are really exciting. But then there's also the need to help people who are coming into the community or just beginning to think about their own civic engagement. Maybe they've lived here all their lives, but they're like, I want to get more involved, to find ways to connect in to the civic work already going on. So I think of ValpaNext as almost like a switchboard, that if somebody is really interested in getting involved on issues of like building up a sense of neighborhood and getting to know your neighbors, they might not know offhand where to go or how to get involved in this way. But they could contact ValpaNext, and ValpaNext would say, come to the community board meeting on a sense of place. And at that community board, you're going to be meeting people who are already at work on this, folks who are in city administration, folks who are running community organizations like neighborhood associations, like the Central Neighborhood Association, and then citizens who are just really have ideas. Somebody might be thinking, could we have more of a branding effort for the names of neighborhoods? Could we do something so that neighbors know who each other is and have ways of helping one another that feel exciting and not burdensome? That community board is a place to go if you want to start connecting in. And so Valpo Next is like it's a very smart sort of digital and human switchboard to help connect people in and catalyze the civic energy that's so special about Valpo.
Oh, I love that. I've heard so many metaphors, and I think it's interesting with each one. It kind of reveals another aspect of either who we are, what we're becoming, or what we could be. Thais yeah. Carter just said last week in a discussion that Valpo Next is like a huge dinner party, and we want to make sure we're the host, or Valpo is a huge dinner party, and Valpo Next is the host that wants you to sit next to the guest that you need to meet, you know. So that was another
lovely.
Kind of a fun way to describe it. And I myself have called myself a concierge of sorts. You know, I want to be that one person that can connect you and not have you be frustrated with having to run all over the place. I think connection is just so vital and so valuable, and especially when you're new, whether new to civic engagement or new to an area, you know, finding that welcome mat that can bring you in and get you connected is really
absolutely.
A time saver and something I love doing too.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Kathy. And there are so many younger people moving into the community or coming back here to raise their families or choosing to start their adult lives here who may not have a lot of money to invest in the community in different ways right now, that, you know, writing checks to organizations isn't going to be their path to contribution, but they have time and energy and they have ideas and they want to get connected. So I like the kind of the digital platform that you all are using. In fact, we're doing a podcast right now that you're really thinking about how this organization can speak across generations about the vitality and possibility of being engaged in Valpo.
Well, I love that you mentioned across generations. And I think you might have meant that in one way, but it could also mean other ways. You mentioned bringing in younger people, but I also know that it's a 20 to 30 year plan. So, you know, sometimes people are a little frustrated, like, why are we not working on item this or initiative number this? And I think it does take time to find those right people. And if you are that person, if you show up at a community board meeting and nobody is talking about that, please don't decide not to come back. You might be the person that is the catalyst. Please tell me or tell one of our members that you're interested in that initiative, and we will do our best, you know, to help you connect to others who can give that some sustenance and take that seed of an idea or that passion and build some initiative. But, you know, it is designed, as you said, on a very, part-time basis. I am the only paid staff, and it's 10 to 15 hours a week right now. So everybody is doing this as a volunteer, and getting volunteers, you know, coordinated and focused and meeting each other does take time. So I would ask for patience, and I'm just wondering if you could give any perspective on that.
Oh, yeah. I think that patience in all aspects of our lives is probably one of the primary virtues that we all need to practice. I know that with so much information coming in this digital age and so many forms of pressure on us in our lives, we sometimes feel like everything has to get done in a minute, but the connecting of people for long-term civic engagement and imagination and action, that happens over years and decades. You could see it even in the implementation of the plan, the development of a new organization, the year-long work of the task force. these things take time, but the relationships that are built when people come out and go to community board meetings together, when folks start sharing information and begin to connect to work on particular things, that will run for a long, long time. And the plan itself acknowledges that. I mean, it's a long-term community vision that I think it goes at least 20 years, maybe 30, into the future. And when the city council adopted it, that was how they understood it.
Right, to outlast any particular administration or any particular anything. So,
right.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And I think it's a beautiful vision. I know I was really proud to get a copy of that in my hands. And although we have a limited number of the hard copies, I do want to let everybody know that they can review their own copy online, since you mentioned digital a few times. You can go to valponext.org to the resource tab, and you yourself can review this document that we're talking about, the citywide vision plan that was adopted in December of 2014. And I'm wondering, too, Elizabeth, since you worked on so many other initiatives and you're just so involved in civic engagement, if you could maybe point out some other resources that would be available digitally that people could get their hands on that would be, you know, important to understand the finer points of some of the things we've talked about.
About civic engagement as an activity itself?
Or even the original city plan that was in place, I think you said, before the Valponext plan came to be. Do you know if that's anywhere?
I would assume that would be on the city website. And, we all need to, if we can't find a document, just call up our city administration and say, I'd like to see this, because these are public documents and the city will want to provide them. One of the initiatives, I think, in the plan, in the Valponext plan, is for greater transparency and accountability within city government. It's something that every city government is working on, and I think it's one we want to collectively ask our city government always to be working on, because Valponext was a taxpayer-funded initiative. The community planning process was altogether Valpo. The city's strategic plan was developed for the citizens of our community. So if you don't see it on the city website, then you just need to ask.
Well, thanks for that. And you can tell we didn't rehearse these questions, so this was all very candid. And at the same time, I'm glad you mentioned the transparency. Valponext is striving to be as transparent as we would like, you know, the city to be. And as such, we're trying to do a better job of recording minutes, posting them online. We're human. We have limited resources, so we do ask for patience on that, and volunteers. That would be a lovely thing for a citizen to get involved in. Sometimes I find myself facilitating, and then that's, you know, hard to be the note taker as well. So we could really use engagement in some ways that you might not even have thought of, just helping us make things run along, you know, because we are in a very skeleton crew right now. So we need you. We need your ideas. We need, you know, almost anything you can think of that you want to do. Please do contact us. You can always reach us at info@valponext.org if you're not sure how to plug in or get engaged to get into that switchboard or the concierge service that we talked about. That email will go to me as well as at least one other board member, and we'll help you get the ball rolling. So, Elizabeth, any parting thoughts? I know we're almost at the end of our time together, and I feel like we could talk for much longer.
No, I look forward to watching how both Valpo and Valponext evolve over the next years and decades, and to the folks who are going to get involved, who are out there looking for a way to make a civic investment. This is a community that has just grown so much through citizen leadership, and there's so much that can be done. I'm thrilled Valponext is in place to help mediate that activity.
Well, thank you very much for your service to the city. I mean, it was just a wonderful gift that you have given all of us, and this legacy will live on. We will do our best to do you proud and do Valparaiso proud. So,
yeah, thanks. I'm proud of Valpo. So on that note, Kathy, thanks so much for this conversation, and good luck, and good luck to Valpo and Valpo Next.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.